Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Modest Mussorgsky was born in 1839 in the village of Karovo. In Russian, his name is pronounced Mussorgsky, which sounds like it has something to do with cows, but it doesn't. Mussor is the Russian word for garbage. Even though his family was descended from nobility, the story goes that one of Mussorgsky, or Mussorgsky's, ancestors had quite a potty mouth, so people started referring to him by the sort of language he used. Mussorgsky didn't have a very common first name either. Modest in Russian means the same thing as when you pronounce it in English, modest. Mussorgsky got his first piano lessons from his mother, and it was clear early on that he was a very good pianist. But back then, the oldest son inherited the family house and land, and the second son went into the army. Modest Mussorgsky was the second son, so after he graduated from military boarding school, he became an army officer. But not for long. When he was 18, Mussorgsky met Russian composer Mily Balakirev and started studying with him. The next year, Mussorgsky left the army to become a composer. Balakirev was only a couple of years older than Mussorgsky, and he was very passionate about developing a Russian style of classical music. For years, he and four other Russian composers met every Saturday night to study music together. Balakirev didn't actually know that much about music, but that didn't stop him from dissecting and criticizing what the others wrote. He complained so much about one piece of Mussorgsky's that Mussorgsky finally stopped working with him. Mussorgsky thought the composition he called his Witches was pretty good, and he was right. We know those Witches as A Night on Bald Mountain. The story behind A Night on Bald Mountain may well be one of the Russian folktales Mussorgsky learned from his nanny while he was growing up. Quite a few of those legends turned up later on in his music. When Mussorgsky was 24, there were political changes in Russia, and his family lost most of its land and money. Since Mussorgsky wasn't making any money composing, he had to get a job. He went to work for the government, but he kept on composing. Mussorgsky loved writing for The Voice. He wrote lots of songs, including one about a very pesky insect, a flea.
Hey, barchetny kaftan, blahy kaftan. Blahy kaftan. Blahy kaftan.
And Mussorgsky also wrote several operas. His masterpiece is about a Russian czar, or ruler, who lived in the 1500s, Boris Godunov. No, moose and squirrel. Boris Godunov is not related to Boris Badenov. But now you know where the folks who wrote the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons came up with the name. One of Mussorgsky's best-known pieces, Pictures at an Exhibition, was written in memory of an artist friend of his who died unexpectedly.
Thank you.
More about pictures at an exhibition in a few weeks. I told you that Mussorgsky was one of a group of five Russian composers interested in promoting Russian classical music. Next week, more about the other members of the group. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.